Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We have been praising the Lord all week about His sustaining power in our lives. And I want to take a few moments and just pray for the show and pray for us and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for each person that has given their lives to you. And Lord, woo those that haven't. Just come into their hearts, speak to them today, and be with us in our minds as we praise you for how you have led us in the past. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we were talking all week about how the Lord has led Homeschool Companion, and it's been a real faith ministry. Just this last week, I went to my grandson and I said, you know, we have listeners that actually call us and say, you know, aren't you a listener-supported program? But you have really no way for us to support you because you don't promote yourself very much like that, and you don't, you know, your buttons on your websites don't work.
They stop working again.
And, you know, we just keep on keeping on. We have a lot of things we do. I still work full-time at a couple of jobs, and Michael is doing all this editing, which you would normally have a staff of probably 5 people. So my grandson's going to help us. So in the future, when you go to our websites or when you go to our Facebook page, and that's just Homeschool Companion at Homeschool Companion, you will be able to find an avenue for donating if you would like to partner with us. And we even hate to ask for money. You know, I believe that God, if He gives you a job to do, will certainly give you the resources. And so far He has.
You know, but that's funny, though, because we try not to ask for money too much, but we do have to a little bit. But we have people that will donate to us. One of our donate buttons quit for a while there, and we had to reestablish it. And then we got a call from this lovely lady. She says, how can I donate to you if your button's not working? So she told us, she says, I want to give you some money. And so we had to get that fixed. We got that fixed, and now I'm not sure if it's working again. But
yes, it's technology's a difficult challenge for both of us. You know, we're digital immigrants, so we didn't start out with all of this technology. That's why I've gone to my grandson for help. And I'm sure he will help us. So we can look forward to that in the future, that our websites and our Facebook page will become more accessible. We want a way for our listeners to give us feedback and to ask questions. And we just haven't figured that out. We had that to begin with in 2008 when you could call in and ask a question over the air. But now that we're doing this pre-recorded stuff, we don't have that luxury. So we're trying to figure out how we could incorporate and maybe actually do live blogging of the recording of the shows. We just haven't figured it out. A lot of things have happened to us. For example, going to a daily show, going from one show a week to a daily show just quadrupled the amount of work.
Oh, yes.
And so it is a full-time job for Michael. I do all of the pre-recording for the segments on Sunday. So that means my Sundays are dedicated to Homeschool Companion. But then through the week while I'm working, I don't even have the luxury of listening to the show. That being said, we still are praising the Lord. And I wanted to fill in a few gaps from the previous show about the football person that I was interviewing was Terry Warren. He actually ended up being a television star, I think, on Shades, and he did a movie with Burt Reynolds. But his name was Terry Warren, so you can see I was kind of intimidated by having someone to interview like that. I think we should just talk a little bit about some of the people that we have interviewed. Initially, it was just something I did. But then when Michael came into my work area, things got a lot better. He started organizing the NRB convention himself. And then he would get guests that I would have never dreamed of even asking. And so I thought we could talk about some of our guests that we have had. And we've talked about Terry Warren. We've talked about the Fox Family Entertainment guy. We never could find his name. But I'm sure it's somewhere in our archives. But let me start with talking about one of the memorable guests was June Hunt, who is...
Oh, yes. Lovely lady.
Yeah, she's a radio host in her own right, and she writes a book every year, or sometimes two books. I mean, she's very prolific. And when I interviewed her, I was nervous to begin with, and I started saying, Jan Hunt, welcome to the show, Jan this, Jan that, trying to sound like I was not nervous. And I got probably 10 minutes into the interview, and she goes, honey, I really love the name Jan, but my name is June. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. So we kind of redid that beginning part of the interview and made sure her name was correct. So those are the things that, when someone sits down for me to interview and I haven't had a chance to read their book and everything, I have to concentrate on getting their name correctly, getting the website that they might want you to go and visit, and then making sure that I cover the questions that they've given me to ask. Anyway, another person that we have interviewed a number of times is Phil Cook, who is also a radio host. So these people who are veteran radio hosts were coming to us, and Mike now does go to publicists that we become friends with, but initially people were just coming to us. They would when we would sign up to go to NRB, then we would get inundated with all these emails from people that we didn't know, and we would just, interview everyone. Now that Mike's in charge, it's a little better.
One of my favorites, though, is William Federer.
Oh, yes.
He is a very interesting person. He's a Christian historian.
And he never gives me any questions to ask, because all you have to do is say, welcome to the show, and you can say maybe the title of his book. So your latest book is such and such a title, and then he will start. He has this fantastic memory. He can just recite all the high points of the whole book and make it sound so interesting. He is also into radio. He does the American Minute every day. You can Google that and listen to it. But it's just fascinating. One time, Michael said, well, do you want to interview so-and-so? And I said, if you could get them, I would. There's just no way they're going to come and be interviewed by us.
I think you're talking about Dr. Ben Carson, were you?
Yes. This was just before he put in
for the presidential
race. And and we didn't know. We didn't know for sure, but he had been asked to be a speaker at the NRB. And so we don't usually get the keynote speakers to come up to the media center and be interviewed. And then we were really surprised because he brought this entourage of Secret Service. So they all come in to the media center and they're all like, looking at everybody. They have real serious faces and everything. And he sits down and his wife, and I really was put at ease when she got out her knitting needles and started knitting during the interview. But it ended up that we asked her questions too.
She was sitting there as we was doing the interview under her breath, sort of making little comments here and there. So we real quickly hooked up another microphone and put it in front of her. And a lovely lady too. And I have the deepest respect for Dr. Ben Carson as well, too. But it was a great interview. I wish we could have gone longer with him because he's such an interesting
yes.
person.
We did ask him if he was going to run for the presidency. So when that comes up again, you'll know it's a rerun. And he said he couldn't tell us. So we didn't know at the time that he was putting a bid in for the presidency. But we had an idea with all the Secret Service people around him. It's amazing.
We also get into a lot of different singers that one of my favorites that we've talked to many times is Cheryl Keggy. And she's just a fabulous singer. I love her music, and she's a very interesting person to talk to as well.
You know, it's amazing because we are much more blessed by what our people tell us. There's a deep-seated love for Jesus Christ in those that we interview, and we come away from that interview blessed probably more than what they've been blessed by sharing, and we learn. We learn from every single person that we interview.
I'm sitting here going over my list. I've got this huge list of all the different people we've interviewed. So I came across this name, Katie Miller from Sight and Sound. Wonderful people there at Sight and Sound. If you ever get a chance to go there, it's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yes, and also Bannister. Katie, when she and her partner sat down to talk to us about Sight and Sound, I discovered that she was the granddaughter of the founder of Sight and Sound. And, you know, I grew up in a pretty conservative family where we didn't go to movies and we didn't go to the theater and we weren't to do a lot of drama and that kind of thing. So it's always fascinated me that these people would come and make a living at it and make a pretty, you know, huge production out of something from the Bible. But their whole goal, if you go there after the show, they will pray with you. And so we went and they prayed with my sister. It was very touching that the actors would come down and pray with those in the congregation that wanted to. She says it's their form of evangelism. And it's true when you think about how Jesus used story to evangelize. It is an appropriate way for evangelism.
Yeah, we have gone back several times. We've seen Jesus. We've seen Samson. And we haven't seen Noah's Ark yet, have we?
We've seen Esther.
Esther. Okay, I can't remember. But there's quite a few fabulous productions.
Well, we've come to the end of this segment of this show. I hope you stay tuned for the second half. We're just spending the whole show winding up and recapping how God has led us through this radio ministry. We'll be right back.
He's so into sports, he must be a pea-brained jock. He wears nothing but black, he must be depressed. She wears so much makeup, she must be a stuck-up wannabe. That's right, stereotypes. When you label each other just for their appearances or habits, stereotypes can really hurt others and make them view yourself in a downgrading way. Even when you're just joking, it can still affect someone. Like calling someone a nerd just because they got a good grade in a test can make them feel self-conscious about themselves and possibly make them stop trying so hard at getting good scores. So remember, labeling people is wrong. And if you notice others or yourself stereotyping people, please put a stop to it.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. Welcome back. I'm here with Michael Gamblin, and we have just been looking at how God has led us in the past and reminiscing about some of the people that we've met. You know, I've cried with those that I've interviewed with people who've experienced tremendous loss and how God has sustained them through that loss. And then I've laughed with people, and that brings to mind someone that I told Mike, I said, there is no way you're going to get him to come and interview with us. You know, it's like a little challenge. Michael will pick somebody that really, I just don't think that they'll have the time to come and be interviewed for Homeschool Companion. And he goes, no, I'm going to try. And so, wouldn't you know, Mike Norwalki came.
Oh, yes, that was so much fun.
And I asked him, I said, you know, this is a multi-generational show. I like, you know, multi-ages to be able to listen to it. Is there any way I can interview you as Larry the Cucumber for the first 15
from VeggieTales.
Yeah, for the first 15 minutes. Larry the Cucumber, in his Larry the Cucumber voice, was interviewed for the first half of the show, and then the second half we did a serious interview. Well, you've probably noticed that in recent times we've changed the format of our show, where we have, you know, our devotional and prayer, and then we have our arts and crafts segment, and then we do our curriculum corner, and then we do questions parents ask. And then we take some of these old shows and we re-air them in the second half. So at some point, you will hear the interview for Larry the Cucumber. And then on another show, you'll hear the serious half of the show. So that's coming down the pike.
So then we've had some people that come in that are just unbelievable. And if I didn't know this gentleman was coming in, I would have said, hello, President.
Yes, yes. He came in and he didn't have a whole lot of security around him, but I would swear he looked like President George Bush. He just looked like him and he talked like him. So I interviewed him as if he were George Bush, and I took pictures with him and put online that, you know, that I had interviewed President George Bush. And of course, I got a lot of hits. In fact, that particular picture went viral, and then I had to tell him it really wasn't President George Bush.
Yes, that was John Morgan you're talking about there. And if I had not known that he was coming to our booth, I would have swore it was President Bush.
Yes.
He looked, talked, and everything, just like, including to the little lapel pin of the American flag on his lapel.
Yes, it was fascinating. And then we interviewed him again as President Trump. And he sang a song for us that we did put in the show. I'm sure it will come up again sometime. And it was so funny, too. But we have laughed with our people. We've cried with our people.
Oh, I can remember one, Sue Detweiler. I think we cried more through the program than we actually talked. But
yes, it's always hard. I mean, as a host, you want to be in control of your emotions, and I'm a pretty emotional person. So when someone's telling me about a loved one that they lost and the story of how they got through it, I sympathize with them. I think one of the hardest ones last year was a lady who wrote the book Before We Met, and it's about her experience of losing her child at birth. And there are many women who go through that. And so she's telling me it really touched my heart that I realize, you know, many women go through that, and that is a grief that is often ignored or overlooked. Mm-hmm.
We've also talked to people that were in the sex trade, was captured and put into that, and finally escaped. We've talked to musicians, multiple different musicians, and all the music that they bring to us, and we've met some fabulous musicians.
That probably brings up my reluctance. I know that at first you would bring me a musician to interview, and I would think, what does that have to do, really, with Homeschool Companion or Education Currents? What does that have to do with it? But then as I learned, I learned that everyone has a story to tell, and everyone has a different way of telling this story. It might be in a song that you have composed. It might be in a song that you sing. It might be in a movie that you make. It might be in a book that you write. And so now I am more open to that. Even the music that I might think is a little too raucous, it's going to speak to someone. And who am I to be the judge?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Cheryl Keggy.
Oh, there was Circle Slide, and there was a lot of groups that we would also interview.
Oh, yes, John Schlitt with...
Yes, John Schlitt has been with us in a couple of interviews, and I'm telling you, his story, his conversion story, is such an inspiration.
Yeah.
His wife is an inspiration too, and I think we've gotten the most feedback on that interview of any interviews that we've ever done, because it is such a tremendous conversion story.
Yeah, well, John Slett was with Petra. So.
Yes, and he's back with Petra now.
Yes, but he's also got another group I think he sings with too.
And I'm sad to say that one day when I was introducing him to somebody else, I said, and here's an old rocker. And the look on his face, and I realized my mistake. You know, you don't call someone old. And it just, I had been calling him that behind his back. So now I try to never call anybody anything behind their back that I wouldn't call them to their face. Well, is there any last thing that has inspired you as we've traveled this journey? We continue to every week. It is an insatiable ministry. It has to be fed every week. How do you do it?
Well, it's always wanting more and more. So that is true. But the big thing I bring from this is that just because they're one way on the outside, everybody's got a story to tell. And you don't always know the challenges and the sorrows that they go through until you dig down into that story of theirs. And I won't brag upon you, because you have a way of bringing out that story of how God has led them to the point that they are today. Some of it's tragedy, some of it's humorous, you know, some of it's just very emotional. But there's always a story there of how God leads them to the path that they are today.
And, you know, as we conclude this series and this show, I just want you to hold up us in your prayers. Michael is working with some pretty severe health issues. He has COPD. He has vertigo. And we pray for his healing, of course, but also we pray that God will continue to sustain him, because he works full time at this ministry. And we just pray for the show, that it will be able to continue on and be a light and be information that parents can use. It's more important now than ever before. Every family is dealing with their children at home. And I don't think that this COVID thing is going to go away soon. But God is the healer of all healers. He is the one who gives us the knowledge and the wisdom to do what needs to be done.
So before we say goodbye, we are a
501c3.
We are a 501c3. We are self-funded. And we ask our listeners, if you feel a burden that you would like to help us out in this, we could sure use some help and some monetary as well, too. And we have MRG Media Ministries. You can contact us through there. You can call us at 301-824-3162. And it's got an answering machine on there. Leave us a message and we'll get back with you.
Or you could send it in the mail to P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, MRG Media.
Yeah. And so if the Lord impresses upon you to help us out, we would much appreciate it. We hate asking for money, but, you know, it takes money to do everything in this world, it seems like.
So, yes.
But the Lord has blessed us in such ways we cannot believe that we've been able to sustain this ministry as long as we have. So pray for us as well, and let the Lord lead you in what you would like to do. But we're starting a new year, and we just thank you so much for being a listener.
And we have one last thing to say, and that is,
God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.